AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The mother of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny has filed a lawsuit contesting officials' refusal to release her son's body. Karen Shamas has details.
Navalnaya has been trying to retrieve her son's body for days, following his death in a penal colony in Russia's far north. Meanwhile, Britain has issued sanctions against six people who led the penal colony where he was held, according to the UK Foreign Office. It said at the penal colony, Navalny suffered from being denied medical treatment and from having to walk in temperatures dropping to minus 25 degrees Fahrenheit. I'm Karen Shamas.
China is investigating an online dump of documents that reveal apparent police hacking activity and tools used to spy on both Chinese and foreigners. The White House said to be considering ways to unilaterally enact a crackdown at the southern border. The University of Alabama Birmingham Health System has paused in vitro fertilization treatments. This is healthcare providers weigh the impact of a state court ruling that frozen embryos are the legal equivalent of children. Meantime, Alabama is seeking to put a second inmate to death using nitrogen gas, a month after carrying out the first execution using that method. And in Florida, the collapse of a sand hole killed a 7-year-old Indiana girl. Lisa Dwyer has the story.
Sloane Mattingly died Tuesday at Lauderdale-by-the-Sea's beach when a 4 to 5 foot deep hole collapsed on her and her 9-year-old brother Maddox. In an interview with WSVN-TV, David Davies says he witnessed the rescue attempt.
At that point, his head was above the sand, but I guess his sister was beside him and she was down further, and they tried digging her out, but the more they dug, the more the sand collapsed. They tried putting boards to try and keep the sand from falling in, but she was down for quite a while.
The girl was pronounced dead at the hospital, the boy in stable condition. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is AP News. He remains in hospice care, but Jimmy Carter's reached another milestone.
The official White House Christmas ornament honors presidents in order of service. This year, it's Carter.
The first time in the history of our ornament program that we've been able to feature a living president.
White House Historical Association President Stuart McLaurin says the ornament notes key parts of Carter's life. It's shaped like an anchor,
emblematic of his time in the United States Navy,
with an image of SSN 23, the USS Jimmy Carter.
The only president to have an American nuclear submarine named after them.
There are also doves,
emblematic of the Camp David Peace Accords,
and peanuts,
a nod to his time as a farmer.
The Historical Association started creating the ornaments in 1981, Carter's last year in office. Sagar Magani, Washington.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.